Jefferson and His Time, Volume 5, Jefferson the President, Second Term, 1805 to 1809, by Dumas Malone. This work as a whole is for Elizabeth. This volume, completing the presidency, is for Gifford and Pamela. Introduction. The present volume, the fifth in the series Jefferson and His Time, completes the story of his presidency that was begun in the fourth. Not only does it carry him through his second term, but also to the end of an official career that spanned some 40 years. He afterwards rendered memorable public service, notably in education and architecture, and he enriched American thought and literature by means of fascinating letters, but he did so as a private citizen. As there was poignancy in his last years as a human being, so there was in his final official period. It was certainly not the most glorious of his public life, and his second quadrennium as chief executive must be compared unfavorably to his first. That seems to have been the rule rather than the exception in presidential history. But in this detailed narrative, I seek to show how, and as best I can, why it came about under his particular circumstances. In the introduction to the previous volume, I went to some pains to point out that I was not attempting to write a history of the United States during Jefferson's presidency. Well aware of the necessary limitations of my presentation, I thus sought to guard myself against criticism for having left important things out. At the same time, I reminded my readers, as I keep reminding myself, that this is a study of a man while president, and that it is supposed to center on him. Keeping it centered on him has proved even more difficult in this volume than in its predecessor, because his actions were taken to a greater degree in response and reaction to the